If you want to hear about the opportunities that we are presenting to our investors, go to BrickinInvestmentGroup.com and join the Brickin Investor Club. We scour for the best opportunities and present those only to folks inside the club, and that is the only way you'll hear about our deals and what we're working on. We'd love for you to be a part. Again, go to BrickinInvestmentGroup.com and join the Brickin Investor Club.
They don't even care about the technology. All they care about is the problem we're solving and the opportunities that we're bringing them.
Welcome to the How to Scale Commercial Real Estate Show. Whether you are an active or passive investor, we'll teach you how to scale your real estate investing business into something big.
Kevin Hart is the founder and CEO of Aerial, a location-based augmented reality platform that allows a new or existing property to be viewed, customized, and walked through at scale from anywhere in the world. Prior to founding Aerial, Kevin was the national user experience lead for a large IT consulting company where he was in charge of creating experience strategies for many Fortune 500 companies. Hey, Kevin, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Man, this is great. I'm excited to jump in today. You are an industry partner, I think, more with the real estate space than you are maybe an active investor. Mm-hmm. But this is...
That's correct.
Yeah, and this is something that you and what you bring to the table is critical to what we do. So would love to really hear your story of how you developed your product, how it came to market, and you know, really just kind of walk us through the history of your company and what you guys do today as it pertains to the real estate investment world.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for having me on the show today and giving me the opportunity and certainly the platform to share what it is that we are accomplishing at Aerial, especially in the real estate development and architecture verticals. A little bit about myself. I've always been an entrepreneur at heart, grew up having many of my own companies and always having a passion for technology. Well, that passion actually carried over into the founding of this company because I was always interested in emerging tech, and one of them was a technology called augmented reality. Augmented reality in the past had a lot of limitations. So you had to scan a QR code or a picture, and you get a little 3D model on top of it that you can see on your mobile device. Well, my background coming out of school was in user experience design, so I figured out I'd apply those skills to the augmented reality space and figure out how we can remove those limitations from the technology. And at Aerial, what we did is we patented and created the ability to place 2D, 3D, video, and interactive content within an augmented reality medium at longitude, latitude, and altitude coordinates. So that means we could place any augmented reality content anywhere in the world instantly for people to walk up, around, and engage with as if it's actually part of their existing environment.
That's wild. Okay, you're talking to a guy that can barely send an email, okay? So I'm excited to learn more about this, like its applications. Its applications have to be virtually unlimited.
Absolutely. So the big thing is that we operate all of our technology on mobile devices, whether it's phones, tablets, et cetera, and we allow people to actually place a CAD model. We run it through what we call our enhanced realism engine, makes it look like it's on par with a 3D rendering of a property before it's ever built. And you can walk through it, fully customize it, swap out features, et cetera, learn about the property itself. And then all the while, we're measuring over 70 different metrics in real time related to human behavior, engagement, and geointelligence. So we know as a potential tenant or a potential buyer is walking through a property, what spaces are they most interested? What are they taking pictures and videos of? How many times are they sharing it? All of this data is gathered to help you as a sales rep or a developer to know more about who your potential clientele is.
Now that's wild. You mentioned taking pictures of. What does that mean? So you hand me this on my phone and say it's a project we're building. Say it's a brand new, you know, I don't know. Give me an example of something you're working on right now.
Yeah, so we can say a commercial office building.
Okay.
We're working on several of them on the DFW Metroplex. And so what you could actually do is before you ever break ground, we could take the architect's CAD file and actually anchor it on that lot of land where it's going to be built at scale, or we could place it anywhere else for anybody to view it. And then with your device, you can actually walk into that property. You can go check out different units and different space plans that could fit within that space. And while you're actually walking through this scale model with a tablet, you can record that experience. You could do voiceovers to explain to people what it is you're viewing. And then also, you can capture pictures as well.
That's wild. That's wild. Okay. Who's your main client? Is it mostly real estate, or is it, you know, are there other applications as well that you guys are focusing on?
No, so we're primarily focused only on real estate development, architecture, construction, and smart cities. That is our sweet spot that we're really focused on in bringing this technology and the benefits of it to other people.
And are people using this for renovation projects as well, or are they using it strictly for new builds?
They can use it for renovation projects as well. The primary amount of our business is for new construction, but one of our main clients that we do work for is actually through a renovation project, turning what was then a school into now a very modern office suites is a way that it could be done.
Gotcha. So when someone comes to you and says, hey, I want to do this, then they get the finished product, what are they doing with it? Are they doing it for, you know, sales and leasing? Are they doing it to find investors? Like what's the main use of your product?
All of the above. Okay. So the big thing is when we're selling our technology, we tell people, you know, for all of time, you are able to design something, you build it, and then people experience it. Now, for the first time ever with our technology, you can design it, experience it, and then build it. So from a real estate developer standpoint, or a real estate investment for that matter, trying to raise money for the properties, we give a way to actually fully visualize and help investors understand what it is that they're getting into before they ever make the commitment. So you know what that final product is going to look like before you break ground.
Right, man, that's awesome. That's awesome. I mean, we've had obviously a lot of 3D sketches, you know, things where artist renderings, stuff like that, and it gives good idea. But this sounds like it really gives the immersive experience up front.
Absolutely. So it not only puts you inside the interior environment, but from an exterior standpoint too, you can tour the property, see how it fits within an environment. And to that point, we have what we call our environmental effects. So we know where content's placed, we know the time of day, therefore we know the position of the sun. We cast real-time shadows, real-time lighting simulations. We even pull weather data down to a 2-block radius. So if you were to anchor an augmented flag outside and there's a 20-mile-an-hour wind to the east, that flag would really blow a 20-mile-an-hour wind to the east applied to it.
Wow. Okay. that's pretty in-depth. So all the way down to the weather. What about things like interior finishes? Like are you in line with manufacturers and their finish lines? I mean, I don't know how much I'm thinking of things like, you know, flooring and stuff like that. I mean, are you guys getting this data now from manufacturers that's digitized such that you can import that?
Absolutely. So I'm really glad that you brought that up, because one of the things that we really do, especially on the residential side, with a lot of the home builders we work with, we actually connect to what their online design center is. So we pull all the information about materials, tiles, backsplash, countertops, et cetera. So if you're building a home, so we're out of commercial, I think residential specifically, if you're buying a home, you can actually walk into this home, completely finish it out the way that you like. Instead of putting together a mood board at a design center, you know what your final product's going to look like. So it helps from a cost saving standpoint and a building efficiency, because you're reducing the number of change orders, because you're getting people to sign off on a 3D model and know exactly what it is they're getting.
Right. I'm assuming there's a certain price point, you know, at which this makes sense. So, you know, I mean, obviously you guys probably aren't doing this for cookie cutter, like, you know, we're building 500 of these same homes. Is that right? Or are you using it in that application as well?
No. So the big thing is we actually have a new technology that's coming out that removes us from being the services side of it and actually puts the service power right in the hands of the customer. And it's called Reality Studio. And what it is it's an authoring and publishing tool for augmented reality that requires zero code. So day one, anybody can pick this up and create their own experience like the ones we're discussing with no prior training and deploy it to their own custom app in less than an hour. I personally designed the user experience of it. And if you know how to use PowerPoint, you will know how to use this technology from day one.
Seriously. One, that's fantastic, because my next thinking was, gosh, what's the delay? What's the turnaround time? I mean, is this right, like building a website on crack, and suddenly the next thing you know, we're 8 weeks in and I'm still sending you stuff and we're going back. That sounds terrible.
No.
So it sounds like you guys have avoided all those pitfalls.
Absolutely. So it's come through a lot of feedback is the big thing. So we're not a new company by any means. We've been around for several years. We've operated in different verticals, but this is the vertical where we're a painkiller. I often even use the analogy of a vitamin versus a painkiller and with augmented reality technology. Augmented reality has the ability to be a nice to have or a vitamin in so many different verticals. It can accentuate experiences, but it doesn't really solve a problem. In the verticals of real estate development, investment, architecture, smart cities, construction, we're solving a problem with this technology through visual articulation and allowing people to experience it in ways they never could before. And so that's where we're really finding that sweet spot. And through that process, we've learned a lot. We've figured out how to be the most efficient way possible. And with a tool like Reality Studio, we can definitely scale our technology to the masses.
Right. What's been market adaptation to your product? How's that been?
It's been pretty good. The big thing is that a lot of people hear some of the technical jargon, or they hear augmented reality and they have preconceived notions about what the technology actually is. But we have a very, very high success rate as soon as we show somebody a demo and the actual impact it could have. That's when people, their eyes open. They don't even care about the technology. All they care about is the problem we're solving and the opportunities that we're bringing them.
Right, man, that's fascinating. So you're saying you could take a guy like me and say, hey, man, you know, I can teach you in an hour how to use this. And the next thing you know, I've got full 3D projects out there that people can walk through and go, that's what this should look like when we're done.
And it would be in your own app. So right. It won't be in an Aerial branded application. It would be in your organization's own branded app on the app store that you're managing.
Gotcha. I gotcha. So this produces, this then goes out and actually produces an app. So the Brick and Investment
That's
Group,
right.
which is our company, we put that out there. It shows up as an app in the app store. And I don't want to ask this question, but I think I must. Like, what is the typical investment in something like this? And what's a typical return on investment? Like, what do we look for, you know, as far as those metrics go?
So here's an example I like to walk people through, and it's especially on the commercial side. And, you know, especially with a commercial building, there's typically three phases of construction. You have gray box, white box, and then you have a spec suite for somebody to move into. Gray box, typically difficult for a tenant to actually understand what their space is going to look like, but it costs the builder or the developer virtually nothing to show. White box, just what it sounds like. You have the drywall up, but it costs a builder roughly $10 to $15 a square foot. So we'll say 1,000 square foot space, 10 to 15,000 square foot to show a white box. And the tenant still doesn't really know what that space is going to look like. And then you have a spec suite ready to move in, office suites, kitchen, conference rooms already built out. You're looking at $80 to $90 a square foot. So $80,000 to $90,000 investment for that developer, not for our technology, just to finish out that space. Sure. And a tenant might come in and say, let's go ahead and change all that. Well, in that 1,000 square foot space, we can actually confidently come in and say with our technology, depending on the area where it's at, there's a lot of other things that come into play, but say it's $5 per square foot to use our technology. So you pay $5,000 for that office suite, have it fully built out, allow a tenant to come in, customize it, change all their space plans, pick out all their features and everything, and get them to sign that lease before you ever break ground, even before you even enter a gray box stage. And of course, they could still use the technology all the way throughout the development lifecycle, but we think it's even better to get them earlier on, get them committed, and then you know exactly what it is that you're putting in from a monetary standpoint. So a little bit in investment is saving you a ton of money in the long run, and it's making you one of the most innovative companies in the industry.
Right. Well, I mean, you've hit two major pain points for all of us. The two things that we are short on consistently is money and time.
Exactly. That's exactly right. So we like to say like pixels are cheaper than bricks. And so we have the ability to get people to actually visualize it and experience it at that earlier stage.
Walk us through some of the cool projects you've done, because I do want to hear just a little bit of story. Like, hey, here's a project we started on. Or that they, because I guess at this point you've really turned the reins over to, you know, us as the end user. Like, what are some awesome things you've
actually
seen
we haven't that product comes out here in January 1st. We have the beta of it coming out this December. Right now, if you want to engage with us, our team is still very hands on with putting that full product out. We have a very quick turnaround time with it. Now, some of the products that we've put out are really exciting. So I can tell you some from business use cases that are exciting and then some that are exciting for personal reasons.
Right.
On the real estate investment side in particular, you often have a chicken and the egg problem, especially if you're selling like high-end condos. So you'll have the investors putting in, willing to commit the money, but they're not going to get a return until X amount of units are actually sold.
Right.
Now, you can't break ground until some of those units are sold, but some people don't want to make the investment just looking at a flat picture. That's where Aerial comes into play. We bridge the gap between the two. We allow people to fully visualize and experience it, even when a model isn't built for you to check out. And then we're able to get people to commit, which and then turns to breaking ground and helps the investors get their return back. So we've done that on multiple projects. We've done it for high-end condos. We've done it for storage units. We've done it for high-end townhomes. That is where we're finding a lot of need for us right now too. On the personal side, what I find exciting is when we're working with residential spaces, like when my wife and I built our house, we went into the design center and we hope to God that our options actually look good. But actually seeing people be able to go in and actually create their dream home and be excited when they're walking away and not questioning their decisions, that has a real sense of fulfillment. And it gives them the opportunity to share all their selections with their family, friends, get feedback, and so on. And then on the back end of it all, if we're connected to a design center, we're helping that sales rep get information back to that buyer even quicker. They don't have to say, hey, let me tally everything up and see how much it's going to be. They already have a full list of everything you did walk through, and they can tell you how much those upgrades are going to cost.
Right.
So it is just really seeing people's reactions, their excitement, and ultimately seeing how it changed a sales process or a leasing process is very fulfilling to us.
Right, man. And I think the last thing I really want to hear about is the fact that, you know, for me, I've seen obviously 3D, you know, people that have the games and the goggles and the headsets and the mats and the floor and like all this, you know, space and it devoted to their 3D environment. But you say you can do this on your phone and on an iPad or something similar.
Yeah. So the big thing there is it all comes down, without getting too much into the science of it,
sure,
it comes down to behavior change. And getting people to adapt new technology like wearable technology, or making them sit in a VR headset, which puts them in a completely different environment where they can't physically walk around, there's so many barriers to entry there.
Right.
We're using the technology that you have in your book bag or on your desktop. It's stuff that you're already using. So getting people to understand that you can raise this device up and then actually interact with something as though it's really part of your environment is a very easy transition for us to actually do. And so that's what we worked on specializing on, is focusing on 3 of the 5 major senses to make it as real as possible and make it overall as intuitive as possible when people are trying to engage with the space.
Right. Kevin, I'm looking forward to actually testing this out and seeing what it can do for us and our company. That's for certain. And if you're looking to scale, this is a product that you really should be looking at, especially if you're raising large amounts of money, leasing spaces. If you have your hands in construction, check out this product that Kevin has developed. That's awesome. I've got the same 4 questions that I always ask everyone at the end of the podcast. I'm going to ask them to you, and it'll be interesting to see what your response is, just based on, you know, the fact that you're more of an industry partner, not necessarily in the space. But if you were to give one piece of advice to an aspiring investor, you know, boil everything you know down to one piece of advice, what would that one piece of advice be?
Even with the uncertain times of like COVID and worrying about how people are actually going to be either working from home or going out, now is a good time, I believe, to actually put that money in and make that investment, especially with the way rates are and people are actually being proactive about looking at spaces and what the new normal has defined. Not making another plug for our company, but especially for space plans and showing how ways people can go back to work. We have a very easy way to help visualize that. So if you're on the fence and you want to actually get feedback on something before you make the full investment, that's where we can come in. You guys can actually talk about it and actually visualize it before you make that final decision. So I think it's a good time to actually be a part of this and not be afraid.
Absolutely. And you make a good point. You know, as the COVID thing has carried on, you know, things have gotten different in the way that people interact and look at space and lease, and they do showings and everything else. And you've really given people an easy way to overcome one of those obstacles. So
absolutely,
that's really cool. When it comes to investing in yourself, what's one thing that you're currently doing to stay on top of your game?
It comes from a quote, and I've always been a strong believer of this. It says, formal education will earn you a living, but self-education will earn you a fortune. And I'm always an avid reader and always trying to stay on top of everything. And the one thing I always tell other entrepreneurs especially is that when you read something, don't just read it to understand it, but read it to master that knowledge, because somebody has put their heart and soul into a book and all the knowledge they have. And if you can master 50 different books, you master the knowledge of 50 different experts in a field. So always read and be sure that you can actually teach what it is that you're reading.
That's awesome. That's a great piece of advice. When it comes to giving back, what's one way you're making the world a better place?
Well, you know, the one big thing is right now, especially being the founder of a company, we're always trying to hire new people. Mm. You know, at a time when people are trying to find jobs or unfortunately have lost their jobs with the changes in the economy, we're always trying to bring on new people and actually support them, support their families, and provide all the resources we can. So just from an economical standpoint, just a small business that's growing and hoping to provide benefit to other people that way as well.
Oh, and you do. And I think that's an often overlooked. The entrepreneur or the employer is often scolded as the guy in the room that's not doing anything for anybody, when actually, if you know what it takes to start a business from the ground up, you'll know that that's not the case. And
exactly.
You're actually doing a lot of real good in the world by, you know, providing opportunities for other people. So that's really cool. Kevin, what's the best way for our listeners to get in touch with you?
One, if you go right to our website, aerial.io or aerial.com, it'll reroute you there. Right in the bottom right, we have an intercom plugin that pops up and says, let us know if you have any questions. That comes to me directly. So you'll be messaging me directly right through our website. Please make sure to state who you are, where you're from, and some information about you. That way I can reply in the most appropriate way. You can also email me at khart, so that's khart at aerial.io, and our company is aireal.io, or find me on LinkedIn. My name is Kevin Hart, just like the comedian, so there's a lot of those out there. So if you search Kevin J. Hart, you'll be able to find me a little bit easier. But I am very responsive in all emails and other forms of communication, and excited to help anybody who wants to reach out.
Kevin, thank you so much for coming on. Certainly appreciate it. You have a great day.
Likewise. Thank you for the opportunity.
Hey, thanks for listening to the How to Scale Commercial Real Estate podcast. If you can do me a favor and subscribe and leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, whatever platform it is you use to listen, if you can do that for us, that would be a fantastic help to the show. It helps us both attract new listeners as well as rank higher on those directories. So appreciate you listening. Thanks so much, and hope to catch you on the next episode.